Once you release the tennis racket with your other hand, the racket should never stop moving through contact and into your follow-through.
Tennis fans, and welcome to the first podcast of the Tennis Dribble. I'm Fred. It's not over till it's over, and I'm making my very first tennis podcast, which I hope you find bloody interesting. I sort of researched other podcasts, but I found it difficult to stay awake through the whole podcast to get any ideas too much. I mean, they repeated a lot of things and it took them often 15 minutes to go through just one little factor that Federer served a few double faults. Well, that's just an example. We all know Rog doesn't serve double faults that much. But a couple actually sent me to sleep. They just report the obvious. But in my podcast, I want to go where no one's gone before. I want some really interesting facts to come out. And, I mean, just for example, I listened to one the other day and it was a dynamic duo. They weren't that dynamic. Halfway through the podcast, it was a guy and a girl. The girl then sounded like she went out to the bathroom to do a podcast, and it was a hell of an echo, and, you know, oh, it was terrible. I won't be going back there. So, anyhow, this, as I said, this is my first podcast. Stay with me. I hope you don't fall asleep. That's not what I want to do. And, yeah, welcome to the Tennis Dribble. Welcome to my report on the Davis Cup matches. Yeah, first round of the World Group happened a couple of weeks ago, last weekend probably. I mean, the old Davis Cup, I mean, being an Aussie, we hold it right up there with the Grand Slams. But of course, nowadays it's not so important to the players. I mean, if they can fit a match in here and there in their schedule, you know, they're off trying to chase the dollars, and they're not too patriotic as to whether they turn up and play for their country or not. But, yeah, some interesting matchups in the first round. I mean, let's talk a little bit about the ties worth talking about. I mean, I'm not going to go much through Belgium versus Kazakhstan. I mean, boring. But okay. The Czech Republic defeated the Netherlands. Good old Tommy Burdich and Stefanik cleaned them up, sent them packing. Oh, although it was a close result, 3-2, but great. I mean, Tommy turns up most of the time for Czech Republic. And old Stefanik, I mean, isn't Stefanik going out with Petra Kvitova? I mean, anyhow, I mean, you know who I mean. Yeah, I mean, he scored a good catch there, didn't he? I mean, old Stefanik's not the, you know, the centrefold model, you know, on the tour, but I mean, must be a nice guy. Japan, I mean, led by that little Energizer battery. I mean, reminds me a lot of Michael Chang running around after those balls. A little bit more power than old Mike, but Michael's working with him too. I mean, but they defeated Canada. Oh, Canada. I mean, they did so well last year. They were without Milo. I mean, Milo's a hot Australian drink. But, yeah, Rannich was out, injured, and so was the other top Canadian, who just, you know, his name is just not on my tip of my tongue, and this is live, and I haven't got time to look it up, but he wasn't there, and they got beat by Japan. So Japan are through. Oh, sadly to report, Australia went down 5-0 to France. I mean, disappointing, but I mean, France have got a good team. Gasquet, Tsonga, the clown, Monfils. They were too good for Australia. I mean, the little Aussie battler, Leighton, turned up to play. I mean, the best thing I think what should happen to Leighton is they get one of those labels that you find on your food and put an expiry date on him. I think 2015, stick it on him. And, Leighton, I think it's getting too hard for you, mate. They sent a couple of babies over to play for Australia, young Nick Kagouras and Thanzai Thonkanakis. I mean, where's the names like Laver and Hode and Roach and Newcomb, Stolly? I mean, a little bit easier to pronounce. I mean, now we've got to deal with all these long names. I mean, it's really hard. But France won 5-0. I mean, Pat Rafter and Leighton were a little bit niggly at their press conference, especially Leighton. I mean, they drug tested Leighton. They made him wait around for 8 hours before they drug test him. And he was not a happy chappy at the press conference. And, of course, we all know Leighton hates losing. So just to sit around and go through all that, Pat, I mean, he was a bit cranky too. Oh, but I'm just wondering what to go with Marenko, Matsavik, or whatever, another great Australian name. Marenko, Pat said, no, you're not coming back into the Davis Cup fold until you pull your horns in, virtually. He's upset, Pat. And, of course, Bernie was injured. I mean, we all saw how injured he was in the Australian Open. And let's hope he's got to get an operation. Let's hope for a speedy recovery. We'd like to see you back, Bernard. The other guy, I mean, Matty Ebden, he didn't get a look in. They must have seen that semi-final of the mixed doubles Australian Open. I mean, but you can't blame Matty. I mean, Jamila. What's her name? I mean, she was growth, and then she reverted back to her maiden name. But Jamila, I mean, she had a face on her like a lemon for most of the match, and she'd mess up a point, and she'd put her head down. I mean, what could Matty do? I mean, probably affected that. I mean, that's probably what the selectors are looking for, a win there. So Australia are out. France move on. What about Great Britain defeating the USA, first time in 60-odd years? I mean, great effort. But, I mean, who were the brainchilds behind the USA playing it on a clay court, drop-in court, I guess, in San Diego? And, I mean, they built it around Isner playing, but he went out, he's injured, and come up with Sam Querrey and Donald Young, I mean, we're now scraping the bottom of the barrel if Donald Young's in the Davis Cup team. I mean, clay court. I mean, Sam Querrey and John Isner, known for their clay court prowess. I mean, slippery court. I mean, they're not great in constructing court, points. I mean, what were they thinking? Oh, yeah, Murray's not great on clay. Ha ha, we've got him there, so we'll put in a clay court. I mean, Andy Murray could have played on a paddock of cow dung and still beat Querrey and Isner. I mean, no brainer. They had to win the other three matches. The Bruins were always going to win the doubles. They had to win the other two. I mean, just brainless. Anyhow, they're out. And Great Britain with the Scotsman moves on to the next round. Switzerland defeated Serbia. That was a great matchup, but fortunately, Switzerland had their top players there. Old Roger, the great GOAT, greatest of all time to some, and Stan the Man, who won this Aussie Open. They defeated Serbia, come up with a couple of players, I don't know, probably went down to the local practice courts and got them, but certainly no Djoka or Tipsarevic or, you know, any of them, so they're out too. Germany beat Spain. Oh, no Rafa. I mean, they beat them 4-1 too. A few no-names there. I mean, probably their C-grade team. They could have fielded three teams that did all right, but this was probably their C-grade. Where was David Ferrer? I mean, what were you doing, Davey? I mean, Spain were in trouble. Rafa was injured. I mean, why didn't you turn up to show or play? I just wonder that. Well, Germany went through and Spain are out too. I mean, in our zone, just for the local listeners, in the who cares zone, New Zealand lost to China. I'll just throw that in. And enough said. But, yeah, so, I mean, that's my Davis Cup report, and hopefully I'll keep you updated as we develop later through the year. Bloody planes and bloody Maria's out there bloody practicing. I told her not to practice when I'm trying to bloody record a show. Hold on a sec. Right, I've solved that problem. Well, back to the show. Yes, it's time for what's going down on Twitter. I'm sure you all are familiar with that Twitter. I mean, it's social media program, and it's a very important tool in finding out information. I use it most days, and I find out heaps of tennis information. I mean, there's some characters that send out a lot of tweets. I mean, one of the ones I enjoy reading is Brad Gilbert. Yep, old Brad. I mean, Brad tweets out some tennis results, and he'll always throw in a nickname of a player. I mean, just reading through some of his classics. I mean, old Brad, he's certainly a colourful character. I mean, he's a little bit more interesting than Jim Courier. I mean, Jim Courier, did you see his interviews at the Australian Open? They were kind of creepy, weren't they? But, yeah, that's getting a bit off the subject. But, yeah, I mean, listen to these gems that Brad's given the ATP and WTA players nicknames. What about Roger Federer? He calls him Fed Fan. Here's another one. Thomas Berdych, Birdman. Milos Raonic, the Missile. Janko Tipsarevic, Tipsy. What about Burn Atomic? Here's a good one. Weekend at Bernie's. Andy Murray, Muzzard. Richard Gasquet, Dickie Gasquet. Philip Kohlschreiber, Special K. What about Victoria Azarenka? I mean, I bet you he got a lot of... I mean, he thought this one through. Azza. Oh, it's just perfect, isn't it? And Madison Keys, Madison Ave. Brad, you're too much. Venus Williams, VW. What about Maria Sharapova? Shazza. Samantha Stosa, Slammin' Sammy. Carolyn wasn't Naki. Was. What about Sloane Stephens, eh? What do you think he'd call her? Yes, you guessed it. The Sloane Ranger. Yep. Yep, Brad's always got some great lines. Look him up on Twitter, add him, and you'll get his tweets. Really, I mean, he's a must. But each week I'll highlight some Twitter news and some of the people you should add to your Twitter list.
Serious, man. You cannot be serious. That ball was on the line. Chalk flew up. It was clearly it. How can you possibly call that out? That he's walking over. Everyone knows it's in this whole stadium.
Yep, that's Johnny Mac. And you cannot be serious, which is my next segment. You know that TV show, The Walking Dead? I mean, if you've seen it, you'll know that it's about the human race being turned into zombies. And there's more zombies now than actual humans that haven't been infected. And if a zombie bites you, you're going to turn into a zombie within a few hours. And you become the walking dead. So, I mean, there's a lot of zombies around. And it's a constant battle to escape and kill a few. And I mean, the only way you can kill them is to sort of knock their heads off. And that sort of, kills them, finally. So my hypothetical question to you listeners is, who out of any ATP or WTA player, would you like to stand side by side in The Walking Dead fighting these zombies? Email me your answer to sports, S-P-O-R-T-Z, 38M, at yahoo.com. My pick is Rafael Nadal. I mean, he's the one that I'd want by my side because, you know he's going to go the distance. You know he's going to try his hardest. And his speed, his agility. I mean, can you imagine with his trusted Babolat racket brushing up low to high, knocking... Yeah, Rafa's the one for me. So let me know who you want, and it'd be very interesting. That brings to me my next segment. It's a coaching segment, of course, and the topic is crying junior tennis players. My goodness. Yep, that really is one thing that irks me. I mean, the criers are usually kids that, as a baby, if you want something, if you want your bottle, if you want your rattle, you cry and your parents give it to you. Well, these kids are still crying when they're playing tennis because they're usually losing. And mummy and daddy have always given them what they want. So what do? They cry. Yep, that oldest trick in the book. Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, how can they possibly see the ball with the tears coming out of their eye? My tip to their opponent is if you got them crying, keep them crying. I don't really mind a few tears after the match as long as it's off the court and really by themselves. Just to reflect a little bit. And of course, if the loss hurts, I mean, it could help them in the future for their next matches. I mean, it really annoys me when they come off still crying and then they jump on their parents' lap. Yeah, not good. I mean, never show your opponent what you're feeling. You know, remember Bjorn Borg, the Iceman? I mean, he just kept a straight face all match. Yep, juniors, you could well and do listen to this advice. You know, try and keep your head on the court. Don't start crying. Mum and Dad can't come on and play for you. You know, and who'd want them to come in and play for you? Have you ever seen some of your parents play? No. You know, keep composure. Well, that's it for me from my first podcast, The Tennis Dribble, and it certainly at times was dribble. But I'm Fred. It's not over till it's over. And I hope you'll join my next podcast in the near future. Thanks for listening.